Hello everybody and welcome to Friday Night with Lamar. If this is your first time joining us, I want to say you're very welcome. And if you've been following us ever since, I want to say very, very big thank you to you for supporting us. And we hope you've been blessed. Once again, welcome to Friday Night with Lamar. We hope you have a very good time here. Now today I'll be discussing a very important topic that says move out of stagnation. Now, stagnation can be in any area of life. We'll be discussing some of the reasons why people are stagnant in certain areas of life. Be sure to listen to this to the end. There is so much for you to learn. Stagnation can be defined as a state or a condition that is marked by lack of activity, lack of development, lack of growth. You see, as humans, it's an error for us to be stagnant in any area of life for a long period of time. We ought to be constantly making progress in every area of life. You see, as a human, you psychologically reject stagnation. It's why you get bored. You do not want to remain in the same place for a long period of time, and there are no new developments. So it's out of proportion for us not to be making progress with time. So I'll be discussing some of the reasons why men tend to be stagnant in any area of life. So first of all, it's procrastination. Procrastination is one of the number one reasons why a lot of people tend to be stagnant in an area of life. When you keep procrastinating what you are supposed to do, slowly and slowly, you make yourself stagnant. You keep yourself in one fixed position. So if you've seen that you're stagnant in an area of life, go check it out. Have you been procrastinating what you are supposed to do? And remember, I said it's an error. It's not normal for us to be stagnant in one area of life for a long period of time. It's time to make change. It's time to get up and start doing the right things at the right time. Now, second on that list is complacency. The feeling of being satisfied with something of the past. You're just so satisfied that you've done this in the past. Now, that stagnates a lot because you tend to feel that you've accomplished a lot in the past. You've done that in the past. Whenever conversations are brought up, you always refer to the past. You're not talking about the future. You're not talking about the present. You're talking about what you've accomplished in the past. Listen to me. Never let people fool you or praise you out of your victory of the future using those things of the past. Tell you that, it's not you. You've done this. Just rest. You've done that, just rest. No, sir, no, ma. Life is about growth. Life is about development. If you've done that in the past, it remains in the past. Look forward. The way is forward. Still on complacency. There are times when people feel they've accomplished this in one area of life, and so they should just rest when it comes to the other areas of life. No, ma, no, sir. The fact you've accomplished something in an area of life and you have not made any progress in another area of life is still an issue. You're supposed to be making progress at every front. The progress may not be same, but at least you're putting in efforts in every place, making yourself better in every area of life. Now, the third on my list is fear. A lot of people are not even aware of the fact that fear has stagnated them. Till after a long period of time, when they look back, and then you hear them saying things like, I wish I had done this, I wish I had done that, I wish. Do you understand? Now, they say if wishes were horses, beggars would ride on them. So, now is the time to take action. Now is the time to take those risks. Now is the time to do those things. I think a certain man was, Elon Musk was speaking to some individuals, and he told them something. He said, now is the time to take risk when you're not yet married, when some of your decisions are not going to affect your family, members, you don't have children, and so on and so forth. Now is the time to do some certain things when you're a little bit free, so that it's not when you are preoccupied with family that you look back and say, I wish I had taken that risk, I wish I had done this. Now is the time. Do not wait. Do not allow fear to cage you. Do not allow fear to trap you. Do not allow fear to stagnate you. Fourth on my list is lack of accountability. A lot of people are not being accountable to their own selves. They don't take record of what's going on in their life. They don't sit back to evaluate, okay, how is my life going? How are things actually going? They don't take stock. Lack of accountability makes people to not realize that there are some certain places in life that they are being stagnant. So if you don't take record, if you're not being accountable to God and to yourself, you may end up being stagnant in one part of your life without even noticing it. If you fail to be accountable to your own self, at least you can even get somebody, at least you could be accountable to, so that if you are being stagnant in one part of life, you are being told. And the last one here on my list is lack of discipline. You see, lack of discipline is often the reason for lack of consistency and often the reason for procrastination. So if you don't get disciplined, you end up being stagnant in some certain parts of life. You see, the funny thing about stagnation is that it takes action to move out of stagnation. So if you're not disciplined enough to take action to move out of some certain things, you'd remain there. So take responsibility, take action, get disciplined. And like I always say, you will make mistakes. You're not going to be perfect all through. You would make mistakes. But the thing is, you are making progress. That is what matters. So in conclusion, I would like to say this. Move out of stagnation. Identify the reason why you've been at one place for a long time in a certain area of your life. Move out of stagnation. Identify the reasons. And then work towards becoming a better person. Start making progress. It is an error for you to be in one place for a long period of time. Start making progress now. Forget about those people who will mock you. You know, the funny thing is that if people have observed you being stagnant in some certain parts of life and you try to make change, often some people may try to mock you. They may try to be like, ah, it's not going to change. It's not you that we know. Never allow people bring you down. They can say what they would say, but don't let it move you. You know where you are headed to. There is a path you are trying to walk on. So do not let that disturb you or push you away. Get measures. Get things you are going to do to tackle stagnation in any area of your life. And I trust that the Holy Spirit will help you. I believe you've been blessed today. Thank you so much for tuning in. So we've come to the end of tonight's episode. Thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that you've been blessed. Please and please try and share this with other people so that they could be blessed likewise. And also, it's not just about hearing these things. It's about applying them. And it's all a process. So be patient with yourself, but make sure you at least take that simple step, that single step to start something, to at least start making progress. We believe you've been blessed. You could follow Lama on Instagram and at Lama the Great. That's DLAMA_THA_GREAT. So thank you so much for joining us. Have a very good evening. And once again, this is Friday Nights with Lamar.